With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, Wiping Out Amalek, and it's a preparation for Shabbos Zohar and Purim. Let's examine Haman's profile. The Midrash tells us that he had 208 sons. He was the richest man on earth, and with more assets than anyone would find in a leading Swiss bank. Everyone bowed down to him, and everyone paid homage to him, except for one person, Mordechai the Jew. Haman consequently made the declaration that none of his vast riches, his sons, and his prestige meant a thing to him. Well, tell me something. Is he crazy? What's the big deal? If you were in Haman's place, would you let one person bother you? Mordechai didn't say a word to Haman. He didn't threaten him. He didn't fight him, didn't do any damage to him. He simply refused to bow down to him. So why should Haman throw everything away because of one elderly Jew? Well, let's take a deeper look. Amalek is the arch-evil personification of the Sitra Achra, which in Kabbalah is the dark side, the antagonist of holiness. And this is in every generation. Amalek has one main task, to destroy Emunah. On the other hand, the true tzaddik, the spiritual leader of every generation, has one main task, to bring the Jewish people in particular and the whole world in general closer to Hashem. And how does he do that? He does that by spreading Emunah. As a consequence, the main job of the Sitra Achra is to undermine the holy work of the tzaddik that's trying to spread Emunah. We see the recurrent theme throughout history. Esau opposed Jacob. Esau's grandson Amalek opposed Moses. Haman, Amalek's descendant, opposed Mordechai, and so forth until Mashiach comes. And you see this in Israel today, where the anti-Emunah politicians are reopening theaters and stadiums, but synagogues are still under lock and key. The Torah commands that we heed the righteous leaders in each generation, and Baruch Hashem, we have them in this generation too. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, the Vizhnitzer Rebbe, the Ger Rebbe, just to name a few. We must listen to them, even if they tell us that right is left and left is right, no matter whether their decisions seem logical or not, and that's a Torah commandment that you'll find in the 17th chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 11. Haman's original intention was to eradicate the Jewish people in a non-violent manner. He made sure that all the food and drink at the palace royal feast would adhere to the highest standards of kashrus. He even set aside separate tables for the Jews, but he knew that the Jews would see and mingle with the tantalizing Persian young ladies who he arranged to tempt them, knowing from the historical precedent of the Midianite women that you read about in the Torah, Numbers chapter 25, that way he can destroy the Jews by breaching their holiness and reducing them to moral decadence. Well, Mordechai saw through Haman's wicked designs, he issued a directive prohibiting any Jew from attending the royal feast and palace. Well, other Jewish leaders called him extreme and primitive, claiming that he stood in the way of good relations between the Jews and the regime of Ahasuerush. As such, except for a select few who ignored political correctness, they sought the truth and listened to Mordechai, the vast majority of Shoshan's politically correct Jews participated in the feast, thereby invoking the sternest of judgments on the Jewish people, which Esther and Mordechai ultimately succeeded in revoking thanks to Hashem's infinite mercy. To this day, most people don't understand the far-reaching sight of our true spiritual leaders. They can't, because their blemished personal holiness, they can't see the same thing that these tzaddikim, our spiritual leaders, see. The true tzaddik, he's a thorn in Amalek's side. Were it not for our spiritual leaders, the Sitra Achra would have a much easier time exterminating Jews without firing a shot. All it needs to resort to is assimilation and debauchery, the only two weapons that Amalek needs. It's scary to think how close Haman was in succeeding. Only Mordechai stood in his way like the proverbial Dutch boy who prevented the flood by plugging the dike with his thumb. That's the true tzaddik. In his crystal clear vision, he knows the Torah and holiness guarantee the security of the Jewish people. He's not fooled by the illusions of fantasy that military might means security. The sooner we heed the directives of our true spiritual leaders, the sooner we'll learn Emunah and truth. With Emunah and truth, we'll see Purim miracles in our generation, God willing, particularly the destruction of the contemporary Amalek, the full redemption of our people, and the rebuilding of our holy temple speedily in our days. Amen. God bless.